Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1 with Justin McCarthy. Now, to the other election in November, the one across the Atlantic. There are 15 days to go before Americans decide their next president on November 5th. Vice President Kamala Harris, who marks her 60th birthday today, and 78-year-old Donald Trump are campaigning in the key battleground states which will decide this election. Let's talk now to Niall Stanage, White House columnist with The Hill. Niall, good afternoon and thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
Who has the momentum going into the final 2 weeks of the campaign?
I think you'd have to say Trump has a little bit of momentum. Kamala Harris has come down off the polling highs that she enjoyed around the time of the Democratic National Convention, which was back in late August, or around the time of her only debate with Trump in September 10th. And since then, Trump has been edging upwards in the polls. And of course, Justin, a very key point here is that both times before 2016 and 2020, Donald Trump has outperformed his poll ratings, especially in some of those crucial states that you alluded to.
And that is something which will worry the Democrats, especially like they would need to be a bit ahead of Donald Trump, wouldn't they, to mitigate for the fact that he seems to do better in elections than he does in polls.
That is certainly the assumption, and particularly among some of these key states in the Midwest, Michigan and Wisconsin especially, Trump has performed 4 or 5 points better often than the polls. I would just put one caveat around that, Justin, which is the abortion and reproductive rights issue, which plays to Harris's advantage. This is the first presidential debate since the Supreme Court here struck down Roe versus Wade, and there is some anecdotal evidence that that could boost turnout for her.
And Kamala Harris has been on somewhat of a media blitz these last few days. Presumably she did that to try to get a boost. Her interview on Fox saw a few testy exchanges. What's your assessment of her performances during the last couple of interviews she's done in recent days?
I would call them adequate and not much more than that. She didn't commit any obvious gaffes, I don't think. There was no real moment that would damage her campaign. But I do think there are questions with Harris around what she actually believes. That has been the case since she contested the Democratic nomination in 2020 in a pretty underwhelming way. And we saw some of that propensity to be a little bit too clever by half or too cautious, in my view, in her answers during this media blitz.
It's still a very close race, Niall. There are 7 key battleground states which could decide as Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. How many of those states does Trump hold the lead in and how close are they?
It depends which polling average you look at. In our averages at the Hill and Decision Desk HQ, he's up in 5 and Harris is up in 2. Others have 4-3 Harris. I think the important point, Justin, is that almost none of those states does either candidate hold more than a 2-point lead. Trump looks most comfortable in Arizona and Georgia, perhaps North Carolina as well. Harris really banking on those Midwestern states that I mentioned, Pennsylvania, as well as Wisconsin and Michigan. But Michigan, there's also the Gaza conflict to think about in a state that has the highest concentration of Arab American voters anywhere in America.
And you really are looking at tight margins, aren't you? It's a few thousand voters in some of those states that will decide this.
Oh, absolutely. Unless, of course, the polls are way out. But certainly if you look at last time around, for example, President Biden's margin in Georgia was about 12,000 out of about 5 million votes cast. So that gives you some indication about just how tight this could be.
What else can we expect now from the campaigns over the final 2 weeks? We've seen, as you mentioned, Kamala Harris start to focus a bit on the issue of abortion. Donald Trump has been campaigning or is continuing with his usual style of campaign rallies. What can we expect to happen in the last 2 weeks of this campaign now?
So one thing I think that is worth pointing out is that in many of these states, this election has started. In other words, the early voting period has begun. So we're seeing a lot of those rallies intended to tie in to early voting. Georgia and North Carolina started in-person early voting last week, for example. The candidates were there. More broadly, But related to that, this is really about trying to juice turnout from your side as much as possible. So, for example, this week coming, former President Obama is going to appear with Kamala Harris at a rally that is intended, obviously, to boost not only black turnout, but turnout among the Democratic base, with whom Obama is still extremely popular.
All right. It's going to be a very interesting 2 weeks ahead. Niall Stanage, White House columnist with The Hill, thank you very much for speaking with us today.